So here's another Templar's chapel here in Borne. You know, in just any French village, any French town you go, you find Templar stuff. And they are the general, they are no warrior monks. They're not warriors at all, they're backstabbers. So this is very old. Jacques de Molay, the last Grand Master of the Templars, he got he made a sermon here of being a Knights Templar, what it says, in 1265. And this is very old, this is probably from the 11th century or something here. And yeah, it's in a bad condition, it seems. There's no tourists here. Tourists don't, they're not interested in it. An ancient Templar's chapel. I showed on the map. So they are today's colonels and generals, you know, they do, and we do the fighting for them. They don't fight. Of course they don't. They are no, you know, forget it about the, you know, the Templars, they were great guys and all that. Forget about it. Just forget about it. They were bastards. So Templars are just second, third, fourth sons up to 20 from the aristocracy. They were as poor as a rat because everything went to the firstborn son, the primogenitor. Well, this is why we find two Templar guys on one horse. They're not... See, I hear this every time when I visit the Templars' commandery. You remember that when I went to the when they almost smashed my head in? Same thing. So this is Pharaoh's aristocracy, that's all. It's from a pyramid, it's a two-dimensional pyramid. So all of this here is the wall of the Templar's commandery here in Bonn. And I really like to have a look inside, you know, what's going on here. So this is where the last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, he became a Templar, and here. And Bonn is in Burgundy, very, very rich. And the Burgundy people, they come from Burgunderholm, which is called now Bornholm. It's an island between Sweden and Finland. It's very posh, hitchhiking doesn't work. It's all about wine and money. I just talked to an Irish guy who works in a restaurant, the Prince of Monaco. He served the Prince of Monaco. So one more time, the Templar's commandery. It's not very far from Troyes, where it all started. Where the last Grand Master, who got burned in Paris, where he became a Templar here in Bonn. Nobody is here. It's all, you know, no tourists. They go to the... Yeah, well, I really like to go over the wall and have a look, eh? This is why they gather, you know, the Freemasons who come out of the Templars. It's Pharaoh's aristocracy, guys. Very old, 1,000 years old. So these guys, they make the new world order. They drop the old world order and the king. And they rule the entire world now. These are the rulers, and they are pharaohs. They broke the old world order of the king, which was a vertical rule, and they made the horizontal rule of the king and the cabinet and the congress and the senate, and they all rule together and have a piece of the cake. So no more two poor aristocrats, second, third, and fourth sons on one horse. They never were monks. So there is a place where I found this Templar's chapel in Bonn, which is next to Dijon, big town in Burgundy. And actually, they're doing the same thing as the Muslims. Actually, they say, well, we got a Christian chapel, but actually it was a military position. just as the Muslims they do with their mosques, which are all military positions where they organize, you know. It's a Templar style. And of course, this thing being done by the Muslims and their mosques, it's done by the caliphs and the emirs and the sultans, the same aristocracy as the Templars. Right? Get it? It's always the same. You know, it's getting boring. They always use the same system. So that the Templars thing, it was about, I think about here somewhere, in Bonn.